Hello.
Hello, my name is Shay. Returning your call from customer support. Can I please have your zip code so I can locate your account?
I'm sorry, could you get what?
My zip name code? Yes, ma'am.
37742.
Your first and last name?
Teresa Pounds.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get you to verify the shipping address for me?
111 Birds Way, Greenback, Tennessee, 37742.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you today?
Well, I had a charge on my credit card for $67.32, and I don't know what this is for.
Yes, ma'am. So it stems back. Give me one moment while I look over the account.
Okay. Because they took out the same amount last month, and I'm not sure what it's for.
Okay, so it looks like it stemmed from when you paid the shipping and handling of $5.74 for a tactical bag and when you paid $9.97 for a survivor bracelet.
Well, I know, but they already took that out on October 6th, and then they took it out again today.
Okay, so and in terms of conditions, it stated that this was a welcoming, these are welcoming gifts into the discount store membership. Where it stated that if you did not call and cancel within the trial period, you would be billed monthly for the subscription. Now, with this subscription, you have two vouchers that's worth $125 in your sitting in your email right now, where you can use at our discount shopping store online.
Well, since it just is going through today, can I not cancel it?
Yes, ma'am. I'm canceling out your account today so that you will not have any future transactions.
So it won't charge you the $67.32.
Well,
I'm
listening.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I think you was asking about the charge. Okay, so the charge has already been approved, and it went through. But it does seem like a misunderstanding that you may have overlooked the terms and conditions. What I can do, I can credit your account a 35% refund that will be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, since I called today before it even went through, why can't you just refund it and not put it through?
Because on our end, it looks like it's already been approved. It's already been went through.
I was going to say it shouldn't have, because when my Capital One reached out and said, did you approve this? I said, no, so it shouldn't have. But okay, that's fine. So you're going to send me something for that money? You said there's vouchers or something?
Yes, ma'am. You should have two vouchers in your email worth $125. They might be in your spam folder. Sometimes the subject can say no reply. Sometimes it might say online discount store or factory discount store, something of that nature. But you should have two vouchers.
Is it going to be the same thing?
No, ma'am.
Where it's going to stick me into some other
membership again? No, ma'am. It won't. What you're using the vouchers? No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'll call my credit card then and tell them that they were going to cancel my card and send me another one, and I don't want to have to go through all that hassle.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
As long as I know what it is.
Would you like that confirmation number?
Can you email it to me?
Yes, ma'am. You're going to get an email, okay?
Okay, I just need an email. That's fine.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Thank you.